Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. We got an NFL draft prospect special. Today, we're going to highlight Sky Moore, wide receiver out of Western Michigan University. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me, as always, over the past few months, giving his expertise, his analysis, he's the hardest working guy, trust me, in doing this on any level, whether it's high school, college, pro. The guy just talk about the NFL draft. He sleeps it. He eats it. He even beats you up for it. He's coming to us live out of Key West, Florida this morning. And I'm very honored and very blessed to have him here on 100 Yards of Football. And I promise you, in the next few years, he's going to be the biggest guy doing this on the national stage. I know him as DK. Mr. Daniel Kelly, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's been to be honest, Daniel, it's been a very difficult week. I had an injury that was concerning my buttocks, and that injury right there is a very painful injury. And there's only one way that you can really doctor on it. You just got to sit in the tub, man, and soak it and bear the pain. But hey, I'm here today. I'm excited. We got, another month before the great draft coming down in Las Vegas, Nevada, the 2022 NFL draft. And today, we're going to highlight one of your favorite players of the draft, Sky Moore, wide receiver of Western Michigan. So let's get it started. Tell us what you like about this young man.
Well, yes, absolutely. Sky Moore, there you see him on your screen, number 24. I watched him against in three games last year against Pitt, Kent State, and Northern Illinois. Sky Moore, what he is, he's a nice role player. That's what I like about him. He's a nice number three wide receiver on an NFL team, a nice slot guy. He's more quick than fast, but what I really like is he's a real competitor. You can clearly see when you watch Sky Moore on film that the game of football is important to him. He put up some serious numbers, too, at his level of competition for 2021. He put up 95 receptions on 135 targets, 1,292 yards, 13.6 yard average, 10 touchdowns with a long of 74 yards. He had a breakout year in 2021. And to me, he's in the mold of Braxton Berrios, the wide receiver with the New York, the hat I'm wearing, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's break him down. Let's take a look at him as a wide receiver. He's one of these jack of all trades, Swiss Army knife type receivers that you can motion pre-snap, you can move around, and you can try to gain a matchup advantage with him. You can motion him after the snap. He can come back around by the quarterback, take a handoff, do a jet sweep. He can do all those type of things to kind of be that offensive player for you in on your team. This guy excels at the short to intermediate ranges. He excels at the wide receiver bubble routes, shallow crossing routes, and slant routes are his signature route. He runs a very nice slant route. He took one to the house versus Northern Illinois. He also runs the out patterns real well. Anything at all, folks, with a break point in the route, he is very good at. Where he can stick his foot in the ground and break it off and create a window of separation from the corner at that point. He does have some shake and bake to him as he's running the routes. He's very active. He's a very active receiver. He's a dependable short to intermediate threat. He catches the ball with his hands. He does a nice job of that. He has confident hands. He plucks the ball with his hands, as we say in scouting, and he will make a difference because of who he is as an individual. He's ultra competitive. He's tough. He uses his hands well. He's got good route running, and he also does a nice job with yakety-yak, yards after the catch. He doesn't just go down or run out of bounds. He picks up what he can after the catch. He did also at the college level, he did a superb job on deeper routes, high pointing the ball. He timed his jumps exceptionally well. He does a very nice job locating the ball, tracking the ball downfield. He has a real good feel for it and good instincts as a receiver. And so that's what he does well. You know, as negatives, right? There are no tens, as Tony Rizzano used to say in the book, Secrets of NFL Scout, the book that taught me to scout. There are no tens. There are no perfect players. Bottom line is Sky Moore is not a burner. This guy does not have burning, you know, Tyreek Hill type speed. He does not have the kind of football speed that showed up at the college level of competition. He was able to stretch the field versus the likes of Pitt, Kent State, and Northern Illinois, but I just don't see him doing that as much in the NFL against the kind of speed that exists at the next level. This projects him, in my mind, as an aspiring NFL general manager, as more of a possession type of wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, you're not seeing him blow the doors off people at the college level, so you're probably not going to see it, obviously, going up a couple notches to the NFL level against that elite level of competition. The other big weakness in my mind was he was not able to get separation consistently enough for my taste on the routes. There's too many routes on plays where they did not throw the ball to him, where he got tied up in coverage and was not open as an option to throw him the ball. Running plays, this guy's competitive. Like, what can I say? I mean, on running plays, he definitely got after the blocks. He definitely tried his best to make blocks of running plays. Also on pass plays, where, you know, they threw the ball to somebody else, he would stick his nose in there and he would try to make the blocks. So he is very competitive from that standpoint. So I like him. He's scrappy. Like I said, he's a lot like a Braxton Berrios type of player. Bottom line, a guy like this is a dependable NFL possession type receiver with good hands. I would feel comfortable taking a guy like this, like Sky Moore, you see there on your screen. I feel comfortable taking him in the third round. I just don't see him being dominant. I don't see the dominant traits that you look for as a scout or an NFL executive, an evaluator. I don't see the dominant traits that consider him a first or second round pick. I mean, CBS Sports right now has him ranked as the number 56 player going overall in the second round to Dallas, but I'm not quite seeing him, you know, in that light. I think it's more of a third round pick in my mind, but an impressive football player. I thought he did a lot of things well. He was definitely a very big part of Western Michigan's offense. I mean, with the type of production he put up with the 95 catches, 135 targets, they They look for Sky Moore quite a bit. I think he made the most out of his opportunity there and the most out of every opportunity that when they threw on the ball. And that's all you can really ask for from a scouting standpoint for an NFL prospect at the wide receiver position.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, on Sky Moore, who we see there on the screen, wide receiver, Western Michigan.
Sky Moore, what can you say out of the Pittsburgh area from the 412? When I think about Sky Moore, I think about production, but what I'm most of all looking at his film, me personally, Daniel, highlight reel. Explosive football player. Highlight reel. Puts me man of some players on the college level. David Palmer, Alabama. Desmond Howard, Michigan. Johnny Rogers at Nebraska. Derek Holloway at Arkansas. Rocket Ismail at Notre Dame. Eric Metcalf when he was at Texas. His father, Terry, who played with the St. Louis Cardinals, was at Long Beach State back in the mid-70s. Lance Allworth, Pig Suey, University of Arkansas, 1960. Remember, he was a highlight reel. Tommy McDonald at Oklahoma under Bud Wickerson in 1956. Gareth Sayers, before he got to the Chicago Bears, he was the Kansas Comet. Warren McVay at the University of Houston in 1966. Nolan Smith, Tennessee State, 1966. Cliff Branch, Oakland Raiders, University of Colorado, 1972. This young man is a very, very productive, explosive football player in my eyes. And what I like about him, he's not scared to go over the middle. He attacks the ball. And then look what Western Michigan, you need to start calling them wide receiver factory. Greg Jennings in 2006, Corey Davis in 2016, Dave Bradaman, 1994. Western Michigan ain't that small MAC school. And Sky Moore, to me, is, in my opinion, is the most underrated player in the draft. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to contribute with the right team, right system. I don't think you have to worry about the production. Don't worry about his size. Don't worry about his speed. Because one thing the young man has, he's got hands of 10.25, and he's got a wingspan of 74.5. I love the young man. I'm excited about him. Out of the Pittsburgh area, the 412. He's a highlight reel that's going to be ready to roll in 2022 in the NFL, whichever team drafts him. Your final words about Sky Moore, wide receiver, Western Michigan University.
Absolutely, Mr. Turner. You know, when you mention all those names, you bring back a lot of memories. It's amazing what's stored up in my head.
Remember, there's a correlation there.
Oh, I hear it.
Those guys were highlight reels.
I hear it. I see it. I definitely can. Those are some great analogies. For sure. You know, the thing about Sky Moore is you bring him in from a GM standpoint, you bring him in, like I said, and he's one of these guys that you can plug in and play right away. That's a nice thing about Sky Moore. And the thing that I really liked that he did best was he, and I did not touch on this, I saved this to our last part of our segment here, is he drives corners, he's more quick than fast off the line of scrimmage, but he drives corners back really well. And so he drives corners downfield really well, which allows him to put his foot in the ground and break it off on the slants, on the inside slants, and the outside out routes. He does a very nice job of that. And corners have to honor him driving them downfield, because he also shows the ability that he will take it deep at times as well. So he does have a little bit of ability to stretch the field, at least at the college level. He showed he could stretch the field vertically from that slot position, almost like a Christian Kirk, who just signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, that big deal. So that's that he does those things really nice. So I think you're going to have somebody, if you bring in Sky Moore, who can get open for your team quite a bit. He'll be a nice complementary piece to a team. You know, if you just ask him to do what he does and don't put everything on him the way the Detroit Lions did with Amon-Ra St. Brown, when they looked to him for everything. If you're a team that already has one or two really good wide receivers, and you bring in a Sky Moore at that third slot position on your team, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I definitely agree with you, Mr. Turner. He definitely is one of these guys that's underrated coming into this draft. But he is somebody who's going to have a productive career in the NFL. And like I said, when you watch these players, I think the one of the biggest things that determines guys who make it and guys who don't. There used to be a commercial in the NFL that said the biggest muscle in the body is the heart. And when you look at Sky Moore, like Bill Parcells used to say, one of the critical factors, Parcells, who hired me with the New York Jets, he used to say, you know, one of the critical factors, is football important to this guy? That's one of his critical factors, or was. And the answer to Sky Moore is yes. Football is important to him. It shows up on film. I can see that very clearly. The guy competes very hard. You can tell that he wants to pick up as many yards as he can. You can tell he wants to score the touchdown. You can tell he wants to be productive. And that's why you see the big numbers that you see. 2021 was a breakout year for him. It'll be very exciting to see what happens with Sky Moore going forward in the National Football League.
When you're talking about Sky Moore pound for pound, as I just said, to me, it's the most underrated football player coming into the 2022 NFL draft. I'm very excited. I think this young man is going to be a player at the high level. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. And as you know, I always do at the end of all videos, I use a music analogy. When I was 17 years old, I used to go to high school parties. There was a group by the name of Parliament. They had a lead singer by the name of George Clinton. And one thing I liked about that song that I'm finna bring up, it was always about explosion. The name of the song was Flashlight. Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh, I just can't find a beat. Oh, I will never dance. Flashlight, red light, neon light, oh, stoplight. Scott Moore gonna be a stoplight on the next level, and he's going to make somebody happy in the 2022 NFL draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. And thank you to my man coming from Key West, Florida, the legend, the savant, the guy that knows all about the NFL players, who's been doing this for a long time. He eats it, he sleeps it, he drinks it. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week. It's almost a month before we get our answers to the 2022 NFL draft.
Absolutely. One last thing. I saw that comment on the back, bottom of our screen there. I believe, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Matthias Simon. That was a great point that you made there. Great hands and great concentration. Your comparison to Wayne Corbett. I was there at the Jets when Wayne was there, and that's a very good analogy, very astute on your part. I definitely can see that, and he definitely showed that type of concentration and hands. So great point. Thanks for your comments.
God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.